1978, America's first and still premier sports car, reached its silver anniversary. The year marked a number of special celebrations, not least of which was Corvette being declared the pace car for that year's Indianapolis 500 race. Chevrolet offered two commemorative packages, a silver anniversary paint scheme and replica models of the Indy pace car, selling for an unprecedented $13,653. The basic sports coupe retailed for $9,352, the last time the car would sell for under $10,000. For its part, GM introduced the most extensively redesigned unit since 1968, the beginning of the Shark era. A new fastback rear end, a look that would last 5 years, featured a large rear window that also allowed for considerably more luggage storage. The interior featured a speedometer and tachometer presented in a squared-off vertical mode, a larger 24-gallon gas tank, a reworked anti-theft system that included the T-tops, and inner door panels that offered screw-in armrests instead of molded-in style prevalent since 1965. Power ratings remained about the same, with the basic 350 cubic inch block providing 175, 185, or 220 horsepower depending on carburation. 25th anniversary logos on the front hood and rear deck were an exclusive feature, and wider 60 series tires required fender trimming and rework at the factory to allow necessary clearances. The silver anniversary paint option consisted of two-tone silver shades, lighter in the upper surface and darker in the lower portion of the body, both divided by a silver stripe. Sport mirrors and aluminum wheels rounded out the effect. The Pace Car Limited Edition featured front and rear spoilers and a black over silver metallic paint with a red pinstripe separating them. A total of 46,776 units were sold, 6,502 of them being the special limited Pace Car Edition.